Penguin Random House Audio presents The Marsh King's Daughter by Karen Dion. Read for you by Emily Rankin. To be fruitful provokes one's downfall. At the rise of the next generation, the previous one has exceeded its peak. Our descendants become our most dangerous enemies for whom we are unprepared. They will survive and take power from our enfeebled hands. Carl Gustav Jung. From its nest, high on the roof of the Viking's castle, the stork could see a small lake, and by the reeds and the green banks lay the trunk of an alder tree. Upon this, three swans stood flapping their wings and looking about them. One of them threw off her plumage, and the stork recognized her as a princess of Egypt. There she sat, without any covering but her long black hair. The stork heard her tell the two others to take great care of the swan's plumage while she dipped down into the water to pluck the flowers she imagined she saw there. The others nodded and picked up the feather dress and flew away with her swan's plumage. "Dive down now," they cried. "Thou shalt never more fly in the swan's plumage. Thou shalt never again see Egypt. Here, on the moor, thou wilt remain." So saying, they tore the swan's plumage into 1,000 pieces. The feathers drifted about like a snow shower, and then the two deceitful princesses flew away.